Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
It was a mystery muffin kind of morning at the Tim Hortons drive-thru. I like to... There's a favorite muffin that you have that I will usually get because I know it's your favorite one.
Yes, I got one this morning.
The apple cranberry walnut thing.
I love that muffin.
Yeah.
I need to try and recreate it.
And then for me, a muffin's a muffin as long as it doesn't have the banana stuff in it because I don't believe there are real bananas there. That's another story. But I usually get one for Polly too. And just to save any, well, really making a decision at that hour of the day, I'm like, just give me two mystery muffins. So today.
Two mystery muffins.
That's what I did. And the guy's like, any kind at all? I'm like, just two muffins.
Is this a different guy than last time the guy who asked you what?
It's a different guy.
Yeah.
Different location. But I like this guy because he ends up putting two muffins in the bag and says, these are my two personal favorites.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
I thought so too.
Yes.
So we ended up with a chocolate chip muffin.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they call it strawberry shortcake.
Oh, that sounds good.
And there's some kind of strawberry in the middle of it.
See, they got to stop with that.
And I accidentally got some on my...
Oh, the CRTC, Polly. You're not supposed to.
On my music log. I'm not even supposed to write on this thing,
exactly.
And now I have strawberry goo.
Okay, so we
over.
Have a I thing. Like, we need to explain to the people what you're talking about. We have.
Boomer's not going to be happy.
We have sheets of music that tell us what's happening next, so we know which commercial's going to play next and which song we're going to play next. And each hour of the day has a sheet, and it's precious. Polly's copy is. Our copies are just.
Yeah, you
copies.
Can do whatever you want with yeah. yours, but mine you, is the official. Copy about what aired.
That's right. The CRTC, which is the governing body for all radio and television, can be like the tax people and come in and audit you. So we must
oh, yeah.
save
so
these pieces of paper.
If they ask for a record of what happened on today's show,
can we get to
they're
the,
going to get a piece of paper with strawberry goo all over it.
Can we get to the important part, please? How, producer Polly, did you consume your muffin this morning?
With my knife and fork.
Can you believe this,
now,
man?
Listen.
No,
listen.
I'm going to stop buying you muffins if this is how you're going to treat them.
I don't normally eat muffins like that, but because of the strawberry filling inside, it gets very, very messy.
Do you know where the strawberry filling belongs besides on your
in
music
log? In my stomach.
Or on your fingers. You can lick it off. It's fine.
Dear, I'm glad I wasn't there for all that.
You ate listen a muffin this morning with a knife and a fork.
Farwell judges
next
people.
Next time you take the strawberry muffin, and you'll see just how gooey it is.
Farwell judges people on a few different things, and one of them is what they consume with a knife and fork. For example, if you were to eat a piece of pizza with a knife and fork, your relationship with Mike Farwell would be over.
But that's what it reminded me of.
Yes.
One of my very good friends from school, we ended up working our very first radio jobs together. And I go over to his place for dinner the one night, and there he is, and we order in some pizza, and he's there with his wife, and then he pulls out a plate and a knife and a fork, and I'm like, but you're Italian! That's like me eating my schnitzel. Well, how could I possibly eat it incorrectly?
You can't eat schnitzel in the wrong way.
There's no bad way to eat schnitzel,
mm-mm.
or
maybe
wrong
cold.
Way to eat it.
No, yeah. cold no, schnitzel. Yeah.
Sometimes, though, those oven pizzas come out a little soggy, and
yeah.
those sometimes I will eat with a knife and
no,
fork.
No, you just got to deal
usually,
with it. It's all about the hand, the thumb placement under that crust.
The only place that you should be eating your pizza with a knife and fork is Chicago, you know, where they
the
make...
deep dish.
Yeah, like it's like
a little bit different.
Like lasagna, almost.
Sure.
Some places in Quebec try to replicate the Chicago pizza where it's...
Those Chicago crust
like
pizzas. I mean, the pizzas are literally like 10 pounds.
We're having a
kidding.
Pizza party tonight.
I see this turning into a great big deflection from the fact that producer Polly eats his muffin with a knife and a fork.
Well, maybe he's got more couth than you thought he did.
Where is that strawberry filling again?
It's in my stomach.
Okay.
And on the music log. Listen.
CRTC?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Boomer is in charge of these pieces of paper. The CRTC has received them back with way worse things on them than muffin juice.
Jeepers, creepers.
Let's be honest.
The next time I end up getting the strawberry gooey muffin, I'm going to take a photo of it and upload it to our Facebook just to show people that it is necessary to eat that muffin with a knife and fork.
I should have taken a photo of you with your knife and fork eating a muffin this morning. I love you, man.
I'm nervous now. We're having a pizza party tonight, and if Farwell sees anybody eating their pizza with a knife and fork, the relationship's done.
They can eat it however they want to eat it. I find it deeply curious that a plastic knife and fork were used to consume a muffin this morning.
A juicy muffin. That's what they should call it.
It was delicious,
muffin.
Though.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.